Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, this evening's programme, we're going to concentrate on a big event. It's an Agri-Careers Fair that's taking place at the RDS in Dublin on Thursday, the 3rd of March. And joining me to discuss what is going to be a very interesting event is Padraig Foley of the Irish Farmers Journal.
Chris, how are you? Thanks for having us on here. To start from the very beginning, the Irish Farmers Journal is owned by the Agricultural Trust, and the Trust's core objective and mission statement is to enhance the competitiveness of Irish farming and the well-being of those engaged in the sector. So a big part of that, and I presume you're familiar with the old saying of the Irish Farmers Journal fearlessly being on the farmer's side, and a big part of that is making sure that we have the right people in the right seats in the companies that process what comes from the farmer. So the agri-career sector, or the agri-sector, is very important, and the companies that are down the stream from or down the chain from the primary producers are very important to make sure that we deliver a good price for the farmers that are on the ground and producing the products, the raw materials that are there. And I guess from our perspective, we need to give the sector credit for the 250,000 jobs that it does create, both at farm level and downstream from the farmers. So that's where it stems from. We need to kind of highlight the opportunities that are available in the ag sector and invite the best minds in the country into the sector to make sure that we get the best results we can for farmers and ensure that we grow the 10 billion of exports that we have on an annual basis from the agri-food sector. So that's the background to it. And as you mentioned, it is our inaugural event. And so we're kicking off on the 3rd of March, and as you said, we are excited and to kind of welcome so many people there on the day. And we've over 4,500 people registered to attend, and we're still a week out from the event. And part and parcel of that is because of the number of jobs that are going to be available there, live jobs that will be there on the day.
Now, so many sectors have come through difficult times. The very fact that this is taking place suggests that we really are seeing things picking up. And as you've mentioned there, those attending the Agri-Careers Fair, there are jobs down the pipeline coming.
Without a shadow of a doubt, and I guess just to follow up on what you just said, agriculture is something, it's a pillar of the economy that has always been there, even through the tough times. And what Agri-Careers is about is showing people that through the rough and the smooth, agriculture and farming always provides jobs for the economy. And those jobs are good jobs, that professional jobs that people can look forward to a successful career in. You know, and I guess something to highlight in it in this day and age as well, with technology being such a big part of everything that we do, and the jobs aren't just, you don't need to be directly from an agricultural background to partake in the Agri-Careers Fair or to take up a job in ag. If you look at any dairy, any meat processing sector, or look at the meat processing sector or any of the processors that are there, and look at any of the co-ops that are there, they all need HR managers, they need financial controllers, they need nutritionists, marketeers, salespeople, engineers, software developers, the list goes on. And even looking at data analytics, and you know, on the day we have a main stage there, I guess, to tell you a little bit about the day. And there's more than just the jobs, and I'll come back to the jobs, not to be jumping around too much on you, but on the day when you walk in the door, we're going to have up to over and above 45 exhibitors there. The numbers are still growing, and the number of jobs are still growing, and more exhibitors come on board. And so when you come in, we've got our careers advice hub, which will give people an opportunity to speak with the HR manager from the Irish Farmers Journal. And we've got presentations running there in the morning and in the evening, which will outline how to prepare for an interview, how you can kind of present yourself on the day, and what the typical questions are on an interview, how to prepare your CV, and how to have career progression once you get into the job. What can you do to ensure that you have a successful career once you get in the door? Then, obviously, being the Farmers Journal, we have a seminar area that is our Agri Hub. And the Agri Hub is about showing people that you can have a successful farming business. You know, if you run an efficient business, if you monitor what goes in, what goes out, and look at the costs inside the farm gate, you can develop a career for yourself on the home farm. And that's been done by numerous people. Obviously, over 105,000 farmers across the country, many of them are full-time farmers and are doing this quite successfully, and plenty of them up in your neck of the woods. And so that's what the Agri Hub is about. on the day. We'll have our jobs walled in, and I mentioned that already. In this week's Irish Farmers Journal, we've got in our news story, we have 830 jobs that are ready to go on our jobs wall, and that number is still growing. So those jobs will be listed on the day. The contacts will be there, and the numbers of the contact persons will be there for the job, and they'll be in the hall. For example, Dairy Master, I have 37 positions. If I just check my notes to make sure that I'm right in saying that, 37 positions, 13 engineering roles, 8 roles in software development, and 16 roles in sales. And they're actually going to be doing walk-in interviews on the day.
I'm speaking with Padraig Foley of the Farmers Journal. And Padraig, just looking at some of the exhibitors at the Agri Careers Exhibition at the RDS, which is taking place on Thursday, March the 3rd, it's a little bit of a who's who of the agri sector, everything from big name groups that we've all heard of, Keepac Group, we have IFAC is there, the Irish Field, Quilcha, Chagosk, and McHale's of Mayo, a big success story, and they're expanding.
Exactly, without a shadow of a doubt, a massive success story. And they're taking on 25 new roles this year as well. And speaking with Paul recently, you know, they always have and will create positions for the right people. If the right candidates come in the door, and they will get positions. And that's part and parcel of the ag sector. If you can present yourself well and give the reasons why you can add to that company, then there will be a position there for you. And I mentioned that just a second ago, we've 831 positions on the jobs wall at the minute. And the opportunity will be there to meet all of these people. Paul McHale will be there himself because he's speaking on our main stage on the day.
It's encouraging to note that after the difficult economic period, the recruitment embargo has been lifted in the public sector, and the likes of the Department of Agriculture will be taking on additional staff in the coming year.
We've 200 jobs coming up in 2016, positions that are to be filled in the Department of Agriculture, and they range from technical officer roles to agricultural inspector, to veterinary positions, to biologists in labs and ICT roles. And look, it's great to see the department taking people on again. So, yeah, you're dead right. It's an optimistic sign for the country and for the economy.
And while many of these companies might be big companies, and many of them based in larger towns and cities, let's not forget, and as you're aware, no doubt, I mean, there's a lot of small enterprises in rural Ireland, in counties like Donegal, and particularly where you do have access to broadband. I mean, in terms of technology, there will be plenty of opportunities.
Without a shadow of a doubt. And the Agri Careers Fair is brought to you by the Farmers Journal and Open Air. You mentioned broadband, so it's an ideal opportunity to mention our partner in relation to that. And as regards rural opportunities, we have a main stage, and on the main stage we'll have talks rolling from 11 o'clock right away through to every half hour, all the way through to 7 o'clock in the evening. One of the themes that we have on the stage is in relation to rural opportunities, where we're looking at rural Ireland and how the rollout of broadband can actually increase opportunities there, whether it's an e-commerce site that you might set up from home, or how it can just add and allow people to e-work from home 3 days a week. And we're going to be speaking with Padraig Gill from Munster-Connaught, who Open Air have actually run a case study in that region, and how broadband has increased the ability of that community to prosper. Similarly then, from Belcarra, a similar story, and Carmel Fox from the Ballyhora Development Company is going to be there as well, telling how her journey went to introduce more employment into their region. And any community can do this. Yeah. But a big part of it is getting the right infrastructure in place and getting the right fibre broadband out to the rural areas.
It's important to encourage people who maybe have an idea and they're looking for supports to give out the message that there are supports there, your local enterprise office, and, you know, try and avail of them. If you do have an idea, look out for that helping hand.
Certainly. And Carmel Fox will be there, and she's a very approachable lady, and she'll be able to answer questions and give people guidance on the day, and we'll take questions from the floor as well, obviously. Enterprise Ireland are there on the day as well. And so if you've got questions or got suggestions, everybody will be very approachable. And again, to give advice, I was kind of going through a tour of the day. We have a mentor corner there on the day as well. And we actually, on social media, we launched a competition just yesterday evening where you can actually win a slot. There are two slots available with each of the people. So Justin McCarthy from the Irish Farmers Journal, Mairead Lavery from the Irish Farmers Journal, Donal Fitzpatrick, who's president of the FTMTA, William Judge, who's marketing and sales manager for UK and Ireland in AGCO. You mentioned, I think, Massey Ferguson earlier on, so William will be there. Caroline Lennon, who's managing director of Open Air, formerly Aircom, and Orla Coughlin, who is HR manager from Air. You know, they'll be there, and it's a great way to get advice on your own career, because you can sit down and talk to those people and tell them where you're at, and they'll give you advice on the next steps where they see that you know, you're talking to successful people who have delivered a successful career for themselves and can advise you on how to do the same with your own career.
It's encouraging also to note, we mentioned the Department of Agriculture, but Chagos, after years of being prudent with the budget, they are also taking on additional personnel.
Another 200 jobs in Chagos to be filled in 2016.
And that's significant.
It's a huge number of jobs, and I think I mentioned it already, that they'll be in national positions, you know, so they'll be spread right across the country. But there are lots of opportunities outside of, or for students, for people who are looking at entering into the sector. And the day is about showing people that there are opportunities, like Chagos and the Department of Agriculture, but also the likes of in Irish Country Meats, for example, or ABP, or Dairy Gold. You know, there are numerous graduate programs. And again, on our main stage, we want to show people that a graduate program is a good opportunity. So we've got three people on the main stage to speak about their own experiences. And Jean Cotter from Dairy Gold started out as a graduate in Dairy Gold and has progressed up through the ranks. Neil Swan, who's working with Dombia, he's now managing, I think, in the region of 300 people in Dombia, again progressed up through the ranks. And those positions all started out as graduate programs. So to bring people to the stage and give examples of how they started out and how they have led to successful careers in the agri sector, I think it's a prime opportunity for people to come along on the day and see what the sector can deliver for them. And we mentioned rural opportunities as well. So we've another slot called Corporate to Country, where we meet Denise O'Callaghan, Eleanor Mead and Ronan Byrne, all people who have, let's say, backgrounds. For example, Eleanor has a background. She's a qualified accountant, and she's at home now managing Mead Potato Company, a family-run company, and taking it from strength to strength. Mm. Ronan Byrne, a farmer who worked in the IFSC, in his earlier career, gave up his job in banking and went home, and he's making a living on 35 acres in the west of Ireland. You know, these are people that are doing it and creating opportunities for themselves, so we can hear from their own words how they've delivered a successful career for themselves. So there's lots of opportunity on the day, and lots of great talks and inspirational people to speak with and hear from.
So in conclusion, it's Thursday, the 3rd of March, in the RDS, the Farmers Journal and Open Air inaugural Agri-Careers Fair. In terms of the amount of time that one should allow oneself, I mean, you, from what you've gone through there, you could spend pretty much the whole day there. So if you're going to it, I suppose the message is, you know, give yourself a good few hours and make the most of it.
Chris, if I was travelling down, I'd give myself the day. The main stage is going to be something that I'm really looking forward to hearing what people have to say. Another great talk that's going to be taking place is on successful families. We've got the Wolf brothers up there. There's five of them in the one family. Jim Wolf, who is CEO of Dairy Gold. Liam Wolf, who's MD of Grassland Agro. Richard Wolf, who has his own accountancy company. David, who's at home managing the farm. And Michael, who's in Kerry Group. You know, five brothers, all still living in the locality near the home farm, and all who found successful careers, not many as successful, in the agri sector. So we can hear how they've done it, how they've delivered it. I think it's a great opportunity to come down and see what this sector has to offer. We look forward to welcoming as many people as possible on the day. And if anybody has any questions, don't hesitate to get in touch with us and take a look on agricareers.ie.
Porrick Foley there of the Irish Farmers Journal. The National Potato Conference and Trade Show organised by the IFA, Chagos and Bord Bia took place earlier this week in Dublin. And according to market research by Kantar World Panel, last year saw positive value and volume growth for the first time in 7 years in the potato sector, as shoppers are returning to buy more often, making 34 trips in the year. However, the volumes they buy on each trip still haven't recovered to the 2007-2008 levels. In 2007, potato volume purchased by the average Irish household was 140 kilos per year. In 2015, that had fallen to 119 kilos. Nevertheless, there seems to be a positive trend once again. Due to weight limits, the beef grid is no longer fit for its intended purpose of rewarding top conformation cattle at the expense of lower grade cattle. That's according to ICSA beef chairman Edmund Phelan. He's calling for an immediate review of the grid. He added that an ICSA analysis of the average weights for steers in 2015 demonstrates that weight limits will predominantly hit the better U and E grade cattle. Are you a budding food entrepreneur? Do you have a big idea for a food business? Could you create a successful and scalable global food business? Well, FoodWorks, an intensive business development and accelerator program designed for food and drink startups, could be the ideal opportunity for you. Ambitious individuals with an interest in building an international food or drink business in Ireland are being sought for participation in FoodWorks, a programme jointly run by Port Bia, Enterprise Ireland and Teagasc. If you want more details on that, you can go to foodworksireland.ie. Just time for the livestock prices. Spring lamb making €5.80 a kilo to 24 kilos, heavier ewes €3.20 to €3.30 a kilo, and lighter ewes €3.50 to €3.60 a kilo. Cattle prices, steers €3.90 a kilo, heifers €4.05 a kilo, R-grade bulls €3.80 a kilo, and U-grade bulls €3.90 a kilo. Cows O-grade €3.25 a kilo, and R-grade €3.45 a kilo. Well, that's it for tonight's programme. Many thanks for listening. Until next week on Farming News and Views from me, Chris Ashmore, have a very good evening.